We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Your chairman this week, Humphrey Lyttelton.
Hello again. This next half hour is hopefully described as a panel game involving two opposing teams. On one side, Graham Garden and John Cleese. And on the other side, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Bill Oddie. I shall be conducting the game, marshalling the crowds, keeping the score, and hoping devoutly that we all emerge intact at the other end. Here's the first round now, in which I ask each team to sing the words of one song to the tune of another. We're going to start with John Cleese and Graham Garden, and I'm going to ask you to sing the words of How Much Is That Doggy in the Window to the tune of that well-known cavalry and circus march, The Entry of the Gladiators.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a doggy, when he let out of the sun, and the doggy will have it all. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. Quite enough, we shouldn't have to sing anymore because...
Thank you, John and Graham. I'm marking this one for rendition. Tim and Bill, your words are those of Zippity Doodah to the melody of the theme song of the Women's Institute, Jerusalem.
Zippity Doodah. What a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine headed my way. Zippity-doo, zippity-doo. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder.
I'm awarding Bill and Tim one for that, an award which has been given over the telephone by the Women's Institute themselves. John and Graham, two marks for your rendering. And we go on to a point in the thing where I have to announce that at the end of the game, at the end of the programme, we're going to ask each team to announce people with silly names. And to give the players time to think them up, I'll leave it until the very end of the programme before I ask for them, and I'll give them a bit of time to think them out. They're going to be asked to announce people, late arrivals, for the Farmer's Ball. That's coming up later. Teams. And we go on to the second round, which is misleading readings. In this round, each team will read an excerpt from a well-known classic in the English language in a disguised voice, or in disguised voices, and for one point, the other side must identify the piece. Our audience here will be told what the pieces are. John and Graham, I'm going to ask you to start.
John and Graham's piece is Twelfth Night by William Shakespeare.
John and Graham, can we have your piece, please?
Smart! born great. Some achieve greatness.
What sayest thou?
And some have greatness thrust upon thee.
Heaven restore thee.
Remember who commended thy yellow stocking.
Thy yellow stocking?
And wish to see thee cross. Go to, thou art made if thou desirest to be so.
Am I made?
If not, let me see thee, a servant, still.
Why, this is very, very midsummer madness.
Yes.
Tim and Bill, ignore that clack in the audience and identify that piece.
No, not the arches. I didn't mean to say it wasn't the arches. It's more classic than that. It's not in front of the children.
Not Son of Long Gone Silver.
I recognise Louis Armstrong impersonation in there somewhere.
I would say it was Shakespearean.
Yes.
Yes.
And Bill knows it.
Richard the Third.
No.
No. Midsummer Night's Dream.
No.
Sonnet 158.
Close.
Before we go through the entire works of Shakespeare, I'll give you half a mark for Shakespeare and dock you half a mark for not knowing that it was from Twelfth Night.
Twelfth Night.
Was it? Twelfth Night.
Tim and Bill, let's have your excerpt from the classics, please.
And from Tim and Bill, The Mad Hatter's Tea Party from Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll.
You might just as well say that I breathe when I sleep is the same thing as I sleep when I breathe.
Well, it's the same thing with you, isn't it?
Yeah. What day of the month is it?
It's the fourth day, man.
2 days wrong. Told you, butter wouldn't suit the works.
It's your best butter.
Yeah, best butter, but some crumbs must have got in as well. You shouldn't have put it in with the bread knife. What a funny watch. It tells the day of the month and doesn't tell what o'clock it is.
Why should it? Does your watch tell what year it is?
Of course not. But that's because it stays the same year for such a long time together.
It's just a case of...
I think I'm going out for a cup of tea.
John Cleese and Graham Garden, if you're still awake, can you identify that, please?
I think the audience thought it was Pinter.
You think they thought it was Pinter?
Yes, I think they thought
it was
Pinter.
Played like Pinter.
It was played like Pinter, yes.
It was played faster than Pinter. Read a Pinter player, Doe. Right.
Let me have the answer in 5 seconds, please.
It's the long, boring play.
It's an autobiography of Wilson, Keppel and Betty by...
Very close.
I think by Stanley Baldwin's second son. No.
It's, in fact, from the Mad Hatter's Tea Party, Lewis Carroll. No.
Really?
Well, this is the time now when I give each team a subject on which they must improvise a calypso, singing alternate lines, and I mark out of 2 marks for wit and for presentation and expression and the rest of it. I'm going to ask, first of all, Bill Oddie and Tim Brooke Taylor to do a calypso on wife swapping.
What's that? I don't know anything about that. Anything I sing is fairly fictitious. keeping her in. Got any voice on? Here we go. Nearly there with you in an hour or two. Wait a minute. I went to a party and swapped my wife.
It was the best time in my life.
I really did have a lot of fun.
For my swap, I got two for one.
You can't get much better than that, can you?
No, I'll give you two for that one. Now, John and Graham, your subject is the common market.
About the common market yesterday.
Oh, it seems such a long way away.
So only one question I want the answer to.
What on earth will Pompey do?
Pompey do?
Pompey do?
Level pegging so far.
Pompey do?
Oh, level pegging so far on this round. We go back to Bill and Tim. And if you'll do one now on Come Dancing.
I went to see Come Dancing, and round the floor all the people were prancing. There were lots of girls looking their best, but the prettiest of all was Peter West.
We had a libel action, but...
3 marks out of 2 for that. And now, John and Graham, one from you on the Olympic Games.
The last Olympic Games were held in Rome, which is a long way from home. This lot'll be at Munich town.
Aye.
Munich City.
Oh.
And I also think that Peter West is pretty.
Well, you lose a mark for getting into the wrong calypso there. The score up to now is John Cleese and Graham Garden, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Bill Oddie and Tim Brooke Taylor. Oh, we've got halves in here. 5, 6, 7. 8.5.
Absolutely.
And we move on to the round called Word for Word, in which I give members of the team in turn a word. They have to come up with a word which has no connection with it whatsoever. Each team has a buzzer, and the opposite team can challenge any word if they can and get a mark if they prove to me that the word has a connection. John Cleese, I want you to start off with the word rent.
Turnip. Contrapuntal.
Bat.
Recidivist.
Mouse.
Artichoke.
Intermarriage.
Calligraphic.
Batter.
Sten gun.
Look, I just challenge like there from Tim Brooke Taylor.
It's only because they're using words I don't understand.
The only reason I didn't buzz them is I don't understand them either.
Therefore, I think
in that case, there is a connection insofar as we do not understand the last two words.
Right, well, I'm going to put down, a mark there to Bill and Tim and ask Bill Oddie to start with the word rocket.
Runt. Why did I say that?
He's talking about himself, isn't he? Bicycle clips. Bicycle clips and runt.
Yes. You said he was talking about himself.
Yes, one mark.
One mark.
Objection upheld.
Let's get this thing moving. Let's get the show on the road, baby.
Graham Darden, will you start with the word limp?
Brown.
Stole.
Egg.
Stoat.
Objection
that,
there.
Is that stole?
Stole.
Yeah, most stoles are brown, aren't they?
Yes, they are. You get a mark for that.
Very tenuous. Yes.
Now, you know,
you mean
play
all
this
those
game
that
seriously.
Aren't silver and...
Yes.
And for that, you can start, Tim Brooke Taylor, with the word rook.
Bicycle clip.
Hesitation.
Ark.
What?
Ark.
Violin.
Ark.
Turnip face.
Runt.
Horse bladder hat.
Bicycle clip.
Camel. I think I'm going to stop you there on the grounds of repetition, deviation,
I wasn't plagiarism,
hesitation, and being in the wrong panel game. I think it's time to hurry on to the next round, which is one which, for want of a better name, we call Spot the Noise. And this time I shall ask each player to listen to a selection of BBC sound effects and on the spur of the moment to invent a story or situation to match them. I'm going to start with John Cleese, and number one sound effect, please.
It's Gordon Pirie running up the stairs. He runs up one flight and then he runs along a completely flat passage but pretending that he's running upstairs, which you can tell from the change in rhythm. Then he opens the door and finds himself in a very small cupboard where he attacks MacDonald Hobley, knocks him senseless with a small wooden instrument that is not easy to absolutely distinguish, but I think it may have been a lute. And then he comes out to the cheers of only four members of the Luton Girls Choir. The others have our choice.
The Luton Girls Choir.
In this round, I'm not going to attempt to do the judging myself. We have a sensitive machine up here which will measure the volume of the audience's reaction. It's called an eardrum. The length of the applause for that was 5 seconds, which shouldn't take very long to beat. The next sound effect will have the story attached to it by Tim Brooke Taylor. That's members of Parliament going into the lobby to vote.
Complaining about indiscipline in the trade unions.
Yeah. That's what I think it is, going into the lobby to vote.
Oh, come on.
You've got 6 seconds. One mark there because something's gone peculiarly wrong with the stopwatch. And we'll have the next sound effect for Graham Garden, please.
Which you just heard was recorded in the changing rooms of Derby County football team. Players having their bath following their defeat by Arsenal and the discovery of a Polaris submarine and a missile being detonated by Brian Clough with his rubber duck.
Ten seconds of rather half-hearted applause there, giving him three marks.
That's good.
And the fourth one now for Bill Oddie, please.
Yes. I
I think I recognised Raimondo there, didn't I? You know Raimondo, he's the little voice that gives out Jimmy Young's recipes. In which case...
The other way around.
Well, maybe that's it, yeah. Raimondo's the one who says, hello, and all that. And Jimmy Young's the one who goes... In which case, it's clearly Jimmy Young having just tried out his own recipe for baked beans.
Really?
Racing.
Really?
Wait a minute. Save it.
Push your luck.
Racing for the loo and not making it. Unpleasant, isn't it? Right.
Ask him, Mother.
Okay, Mom. Thank you.
Well, that scores 3 marks, making a total score of 14.5 for Bill and Tim.
What else?
And 12 for John and Graham.
That's what I made it.
Still, it's early days yet. Well, now we come to the round of impersonations, cool, and here's cool. The round in which one member of each team has to impersonate a well-known person impersonating another well-known person reciting a nursery rhyme. And the members of the team who've been chosen for this week are for John and Graham's team, Graham Garden, who I would like to give an impersonation of Richard III impersonating Ken Dodd reciting Tom Tom the Piper's Son.
Yeah.
Tom the Piper's Son stole a pig and away did run.
The pig was eat. And Tom was beat. Have you ever been beaten, missus?
And Tom went running up the street.
Thank you, Graham Garden. Over now to Bill Oddie on the other side, who's going to be asked to impersonate Frankie Howard, impersonating Mickey Mouse, reciting Bar Bar Black Sheep.
Yes. Hi there, Frankie. That's not bad.
Not bad for Frankie Howard.
It's not bad for Frankie. Now let's get Mickey.
Why? No. Well, here we go. Yes. Aye? No, shush. Bob, Bob, Black Sheep. Aye? Have you any wool?
Yes, I have. No, I haven't. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
3 bags full. Ooh, one. Wait. No, no. Hush a minute. There we are. One for the master. One for the dame.
And one for the little mouse who lives down the lane.
I'm going to give Graham Garden one extra mark there because his was over quicker. And this makes the score an absolutely level-pegging 16-all. We're all here on tenterhooks, whatever they are. And this round involves individual players rather than teams. The first player starts a song, stops singing whenever he feels like it, and the next player picks up on the word at which he stopped and has to start a new song starting with that word. I allow a certain amount of poetic license in this round. We'll be going in the order of John Cleese, Tim Brooke Taylor, Graham Garden, and Bill Oddie. John, will you carry on singing, please?
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer.
Do something to me.
Me. Me. A name I call myself far a long, long way.
Way down upon the Swan River. That's not fair. Far, far away.
Way down upon the bay. Wait a minute. Wait. I give up.
No, you're right.
John Cleese has given up there. We're going to start now. He gets, of course, no marks for that. We're going to start now with Tim Brooke Taylor. Will you start a song, please?
Oh, I do like to be beside the seaside. Oh, I do like to be beside.
Beside? I'll be...
Beside.
I'll walk.
I'll walk beside you.
You're driving me crazy. I want to dive you to you. Skip the bump. Oh, you. You're driving me crazy. What? What?
John Cleese, what?
What? What is that dog in the window? Waggily.
Big back.
We'll restore
waggly
your mark for that.
Gypsy zone.
Wiggly piggly.
Wiggly waggly gypsy zone. Something like that.
Enough of the wiggly waggly gypsies. We've restored John Cleese's mark there, and we've given 2 marks each on that round. And we go on now to the round which I spoke about early on, which is the last round in the programme. And this is the one where I ask the teams to announce the late arrivals at the Farmer's Ball with names of their own invention. And we'll kick off this one with John and Graham.
Mr. and Mrs. Tree Farmer and their son, a Paul Tree Farmer.
Well, if that's the sort of reception he gets, I don't wish to come in very much. But I'd like to introduce at the Farmer's Ball
Mrs. Suticall and Farmer Suticall.
Thank you.
He should be at the chemist's ball.
He's also going on later to the chemist's ball.
He should have gone there first.
And his son and Mrs. Liza, all together now. And their son, Ferdy.
Not to mention their friends from Scotland, the McSpreaders.
Mr. and Mrs. Stingtime and their son, Harvey Stingtime.
And funny you should mention him.
But he was coming to
he was home. Coming as well. And so was Fertilizer. But Mr. and Mrs. Festival and their son, Harvey Festival.
And at the piano, providing the music, the famous blues singer, Rhode Island Red. And, of course, finally, Farmer Giles and his horse, Manure.
And a late arrival,
oh,
Mr. and Mrs. King Machine. And their son, Emil King Machine.
This is where it's my job to add up the score. And at the present standing, Bill and Tim win by a short head with 22 over John and Graham, 21.
Fix.
And with that breathlessly exciting score being held over till next week, it's goodbye from me, from our musical accompanist Dave Lee, and from our two teams, John Cleese and Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor and Bill Oddie.
Humphrey Littleton bidding a fond farewell on behalf of Tim Brooke Taylor, John Cleese, Graham Garden and Bill Oddie. Dave Lee was at the piano and the producer was John Castles.